Wednesday, September 30th, 9:52 a.m. Okay, no painting today. The dog woke me up at midnight, and so I let him out, and I didn't really want to go right directly to bed because you never know what he's going to do now. I don't know what his problem is lately, but so he went in and out three times, okay, during the course of the early morning. So I was watching TV and I was watching a movie. I was watching the latest Total Recall, and it was okay. You know, just like the first one, no big deal. probably better on the big screen. And, so last night was the presidential debate. And I started watching that, and I watched it for maybe 20 minutes, and I couldn't take it. So I changed it and started watching something else. I forgot what I watched, but then I fell asleep shortly after on the recliner. But so Trump came out of the corner swinging. The rules were that they agreed to was that each candidate would have 2 minutes uninterrupted to answer the question that the moderator was giving. And the rules don't apply to me, Trump. Started interrupting right away. And Biden was trying to abide by the rule, but at one point he said, screw it. And I'm sure he said, screw it in his mind. I'm going to interrupt him too then, you know. It's just not fair that he keeps interrupting me and I don't interrupt him. So he started doing that. And I think the main plan for that was for Trump to get Joe Biden stirred up and rattled a little bit. And it kind of worked because Joe Biden started calling him names. So, you know, from what I understand, because I listened to some of the recap earlier this morning too, and I don't think it really would served us well here in America to listen to that. You know, it would have been better just to hear what they had to say, you know, and let people sort that stuff out. And Trump should have done that. Just let him, you know, just let him say what he's going to say, even though it pisses Trump off or whatever, and you know, and then just get back to him later, get back after him after that. But no, that's not the way it is. And, you know, it's that's just basically the condition of our society right now. you know, it's like a 50-50%, 50-50 split in the nation as far as where people want to go or where they think they want to go, depending what the politicians tell them. I think Trump's pretty clear about where he wants to go with the country, and I'm pretty much in step with that. I'd rather see people be prosperous, and I don't buy into that. Like I said before, I don't buy into the lie that he's a racist, and that was another lie that got perpetuated again. The same lie that the Charlottesville lie, I'll call it, where he supposedly said that white supremacists are very fine people. Well, no, he didn't say that. And, you know, and the thing is, like I said, you can go on YouTube and see the whole statement. You know, he basically said, you know, the people out there are saying, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists, you know, he basically condemned them. I condemn them, he said, you know, or whatever. He not condemned them, but, you know, he says that basically he's condemning them. I'm talking about the other people that are out there protesting whether you should have a statue up or not, you know, and that's what he's talking. I'm sure there's very fine people on both sides of the argument. And he was talking about the argument about taking the statue down, the Confederate statue down. So, and I've said that before, so, you know, I don't buy into that stuff when people start calling him a racist. You know, like I said, I've seen racists before, and I've been discriminated against by racists, you know, and you can tell, Yeah, you don't have to be a genius to figure out, oh yeah, this guy's a racist and he's gonna fuck me every chance he gets. And that's not Trump, you know, and people around him, you know, people that know him say, nah, and people of color that know him say, nah, he's not a racist, you know, they know racists, and I'm pretty sure they do. Anyway, so and you know, the other thing where he says, okay, he calls all Mexicans rapists and thieves. No, he didn't say that either. He didn't say all Mexicans are racists and criminals, you know. So he said that that racist rapists and criminals are coming across the border, you know, illegally, and they are, you know. It's clear. So you got to stop that, he said. You know, unfortunately, you know, just like in any other situation where a handful of people screwed up for everybody. So. Yeah, this country is really divided, almost right down the middle. And they say that there's just a little sliver, little sliver of undecideds that these two groups are, the Republicans and Democrats, are trying to win, you know. And so, if that's the case, then either one of those, the Democrats or the Republicans, should be trying to win over some Republicans on the Democrats. You know, some Democrats should be w trying to win over the Republicans. The Republicans should be trying to win over some of the Democrats in order to win. And I think that's where it's really going to come down on as far as who wins this election. If it's really too close to call and it goes into the courts and all that, you know, all bets are off. Yeah, I. You know, it's happened before where it's really, really close, and then all of a sudden, oh, here's a bunch of ballots that came up, you know, that were forgotten in the trunk of a car, and oh, lo and behold, they're all for the Democrat, and it pushes them over the edge. It's happened, you know. You can look it up in the news. I remember it in the news. That kind of stuff happens. So, yeah, I'm looking at this painting as I'm trying to talk. I better stop looking at it because I, you know, see stuff like, oh, I could do that or I could do this. Anyway, so somebody you probably, who's ever listening to these, if they ever do, this will probably be way down the road from this election, and who knows, you know. Who knows what if I'm right or wrong. But that's just my viewpoint on that. And I'll try to watch the next one. Maybe things will change, but if it goes down the same road again, yeah, I'll turn it off again. You know, I don't want to, who needs to watch that shit? Anyway, so and of course you watch the news, the Trump side spins it for Trump won, and the Biden side spins it where he won. And from what I saw, nobody was winning, you know, at the point that I finally turned it off. So I don't know if there are any good points were made or not. So it doesn't really matter because, like I said, you know, I'm not a big fan of socialism, you know. My mother taught me something about work. When I was younger, maybe in my, well, 10 or 11 or 12 or 13, I don't know what, I wanted a bike. And my mom, I guess, chose that as a good opportunity to have me work for it. So we went out weekends to go pick tomatoes. And when they still used to have people picking tomatoes in the fields. And so we went out there, and you know, I was picking tomatoes next to my mom, and she was picking like crazy. You know, she was a hard worker, and actually, she was up there in the, if not the hardest worker, at least up there with other couple of other people that were working just as hard as she was. And at one point, you know, there was a wide variety of people there, and at one point. You know, she stopped and she said, "Look," she said, look at those guys, these big guys. And she pointed out some, 6 foot tall, kind of overweight men, not Hispanic, and working, because all the Hispanics were working pretty hard. Anyway, working to pick tomatoes, and she's what you would do is you'd have these boxes, and you'd go down the row and you'd put all the ripe tomatoes in the boxes in these little tomato crates. And so they're probably about what, maybe 2 feet apart by maybe a foot and a half wide, I don't know, something like that. And you try to, you don't fill it mounding top, but you fill it level top. Because at the end of the row, you put your box and you start stacking them on top of each other. So my mom had, along with a couple of other people, Hispanics, had hers stacked really big. And I wasn't working that fast, but I was just a kid. she said, stop. And she said, stop, look at these guys. And so she pointed out these big guys. And what they would do is they'd have a bucket, a plastic bucket, and put their box at the end. Pick the tomatoes, carry the bucket down to the end, and then come back and start picking again. And she said, that's disgraceful, she said. She said, oh, she said, don't you ever work like that, Because, once you fill up that box, it's heavy to carry it down to the end, full of tomatoes. Especially when you get toward the other end of the row. Once you're past the halfway point, now you're really walking a long ways. To put it on your stack. And once you got a big stack up, the foreman guy would come by and he'd tally up how many boxes you got, and you get so much for a box of tomatoes. And anyway, so she said that, and it kind of stuck in my mind my whole life, to actually, hey, this is your job, you should just do your job, do it hard, not hard, but make an effort at it to do it fast and earn the money that you're trying to do. And at that point, it wasn't like it, I could la-di-da pick tomatoes and get paid what everybody else got paid for the hour. If I wanted the money, I had to really stack those stacks of tomatoes up there. I nowhere near worked as hard as my mom did, or as fast as she did. And so she kind of helped me on my row too when she got done with hers. Before you move on to the next row. And my next real job after that was I was a busboy in an Italian restaurant, and I tried to apply the same thing there. I tried to own everything that they wanted me to do. They wanted me to be polite to the customers. They wanted me to be dressed a certain way. They wanted me to be on top of picking up the dishes and getting water and what have you, whatever my job was. They had me do it. I try to own it and do everything. And that's what I did with all my jobs. So, it was kind of difficult to go to work for a big corporation that had a real union. And I'll tell you my union story some other time. But a real union, they protect everybody. And which so somebody can come to work and just be a lousy worker, And get the same pay you do, and same representation that you do. It's just not right. It is disgraceful. It's shameful that somebody would do that. Anyway, that's my two bits on why I'm not a socialist. Because the stuff that you want done, because money doesn't grow on trees. The stuff you want done, it's going to take effort to get it done. Somebody's got to work at it. Somebody's going to work up a sweat doing something for you. Somebody's going to hurt their knuckles, scrape their knuckles, get their hands dirty for something you want done. And they should get paid for it. And they should get paid for it at the going rate. Okay? And somebody that's going to get paid for the going rate for not doing something just ain't right. That's taking money from who's ever paying you. And if it's the government, then you're just taking money from the people of the US. All these government workers that go and they don't really do their job, they're stealing money from us in reality, And the union just seems to protect them for that. That's bullshit. And the same thing, like I said, the same thing with police. The police You got bad police that treat blacks worse, or are bigots, or borderline bigots at least, and the union protects them. The union police officer should be policing their own. They should take these bad cops aside and say, "Hey, straighten up. Don't do this. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself out of a job. Because we're all going to want you out of here." And that way everybody can at least rely on the integrity of the police. And they won't be subject to a made-up narrative. Because everybody will know that, hey, yeah, the police are right on street people. It's the handful of people that will fuck it up for everybody else. Anyway, so let me pause this and I gotta do my weightlifting. Okay, so I just finished doing my weight training. And oops, forgot one thing. Hold on. There. I finished off my weight training with my sit-ups. Oh, okay. Yeah, so since I've been doing a lot of walking, my legs have lost a lot of weight. They look pretty good. But the upper body is just still pretty flabby and fatty. So. But, let's see. Yeah, so that should be it for now.